Hello, I'm Lisa Goldberg, and welcome back to the Change Your Mind to Change Your Body Challenge. Today is day 7, and today's about lasting results and how to make it sustainable. Making it sustainable, that's the hard part for so many people. For so many, they find that losing the weight is the easy part if they stay the course and stay consistent. Keeping the weight off is really what so many people struggle with, which is why the diet industry is a billion-dollar industry, because they know that people just want that quick fix. And sustainable weight loss is not a quick fix. It takes persistence, it takes consistency, it takes changing your mindsets, your habits, your behaviors, your way of thinking around food. And that's really all the stuff that we talked about in these last 7 days. So day 1, we talked about how to nourish yourself, because I will tell you, food, water, sleep, and exercise are really the basic foundations of good health. So nourish was day 1, create an awareness of your habits and behaviors was day 2, day 3 was monitoring your messaging, day 4 is figuring out your triggers, day 5 is self-talk. Day 6, we talked about the importance of practicing what you've learned, practicing a different script, and being mindful and being in a place of mindfulness every single day. And so lasting results and making it sustainable once you've lost the weight is practicing and continuing to do everything that you've done to lose the weight. Whatever you choose, whatever lifestyle, whatever way of eating that you choose to lose the weight, and some of you may still cut out food groups, you may still cut out carbs, you may still, you know, be gluten-free, dairy-free, and that's a choice, and the choice is always yours, but however you get to the point where you feel comfortable in your body and you lose the weight, you have to continue doing that. So make the decision that if you're going to embark on a certain lifestyle and a certain way of eating, that you're resigned to keep that way of eating if it works for you and the weight comes off. Because the minute you get to your goal and you think, I'm done, or you think, good, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore, you can be sure that over time, the weight will slowly come back. So this is about finding what works for you in your life. And so this is really a journey. It's a journey of finding out what works for you. You know, I'll also be honest and tell you, sometimes I work with clients and we don't cut out food groups and they're doing everything I say and they're still struggling. The weight's either not coming off or it's coming off super slow. And then as a clinical nutritionist, I get to take a deeper dive with them and, you know, see if maybe they have a food sensitivity. Maybe there is a food, though it might not be an unhealthy food, that doesn't work in their body. So I want you to see this is a journey, and it doesn't always mean that there's something wrong with you or you have no willpower, because willpower isn't what's going to get you the end result. It's about making real, sustainable lifestyle changes. I actually had a client that I worked with today, and she was just like, I can't stop eating at night. So she'll start to lose weight. She'll lose the weight. She'll kind of, you know, it'll be trickling down little by little, so slow and steady. And then she'll get to a point, and all of a sudden, she'll go back to the nighttime eating because she just feels like eating, but the feeling isn't hunger. So it's getting her to reprogram, staying connected to what she wants, staying connected to the outcome, reminding her what got her in the door to start to work with me to begin with, because she wants to leave those years of yo-yo dieting behind, because she too spoke to me several months ago, decided she was going to give it a go on her own, and then a few months, you know, later just picked up the phone and called me because she realized she couldn't do it on her own. So I had another client this morning, actually, who recognized every time she gets to a certain point, that old voice in her head says the same thing. You know, you've been doing so well this week. You're doing so well. You now weigh this. You could do this. You can eat this. What difference does it make? If you gain a couple of pounds, you can get back here really quick. She was just that self-sabotaging voice keeps telling her the same thing over and over again. And she's repeating her patterns. So I'm helping her get really clear on the messaging and writing a new script. And also, she's really stuck in the dieter's mentality of carbs are bad. Like today, I suggested that, you know, if she's stuck in a place or traveling for business or in an airport, that maybe she grabs a sandwich if a salad isn't convenient, because sometimes a sandwich is just easier to eat. And she looked at me and she's like, but a sandwich is bread. And I was like, yeah. And why do you think whole wheat bread is technically unhealthy? Because she's programmed herself for years of dieting to believe that bread is bad. And so therefore, if she eats bread, she's bad. If she doesn't, she's good. And it's just changing that way of thinking to get you unstuck from being in that old way of thinking, because that's what keeps you yo-yo dieting. I can't, I shouldn't, I'm not supposed to, I was bad today. I really encourage you to change that language. What I know for a fact, you know, and not wanting to repeat myself over and over, that if you don't figure out the root cause of why you emotionally eat and what makes you feel like you want to eat, be mindful of when you say to yourself, I feel like eating versus I'm hungry. When we're hungry, we declare, I'm hungry. When you say, I feel like eating, there's usually a feeling behind it. And I'd say a good 96% of the time, the feeling isn't being hungry. So kind of really pay attention to what that is for you. And to stop emotional eating, we've talked about so many things over the course of this challenge to get you to recognize when you're eating, when you're not hungry. What is the emotion that you're feeling? And it could be boredom or being tired. It doesn't have to be sad or anxious or stressed. I mean, it could be anything that's a feeling that drives you to want to go eat. So if you're ready to change your mindset and keep on moving forward, you have to write a new script. You have to recognize that self-sabotaging inner voice, because it's just food and weight you can lose. It's just being committed to changing your habits, behaviors, and mindset, and not letting that old voice, once you're aware of it, keep setting you backwards. So it's really about changing your story and creating real, true lifestyle changes. Before we wrap up, I want to invite you to schedule a free complimentary breakthrough strategy session with me. There is a link in the day 7 email below, in that you received in today's email. You can go with to www.speakwithlisa.com and schedule your complimentary breakthrough strategy call with me. I would love to help you get to the other side. If you're sitting on the fence, if you're sitting there and you're having this inner struggle about what you should do, just pick up the phone and speak with me. You're not obligated to do anything else but to find out how I can help you, and let's create a plan and see what you need. Because I want to ask you, if you're sitting on the fence, for how many years have you been there? How many years have you been sitting on the doorstep, afraid to walk through the door? So as we wrap up the 7-day Change Your Mind to Change Your Body challenge, I want you to think about what is it that you need to change, what resonated with you these last 7 days. Hopefully you printed out your 7 days of emails. There were some PDFs in there. Hopefully you'll schedule a call with me. But most importantly, dive back into these videos, grab a pen, take some notes, and practice. Make it sustainable. Create lasting change in your life. But again, practice consistency and managing your mindset is what's going to get you there. So again, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all for being here with me over these last 7 days. I love supporting you. I feel like this is why I was, put here on this planet, is to help people overcome this, because I just understand that voice and what goes on in your head and how hard the struggle is. I know this journey isn't easy, but I know with the right tools, strategies, support, consistency, and practice, it could be done.